Nolte, Trump was mocked for predicting woke Taliban wouldn't stop at Confederate statues. By John Nolte on June 21, 2020. 2 years ago, President Trump was ridiculed for predicting the woke Taliban would not stop with the destruction of Confederate statues. Do you remember when National Review's Rich Lowry reassured us we were stupid alarmists for fearing the woke Taliban would target the Founding Fathers as soon as they were done with Confederate statues? Remember when Lowry told us this? Conservatives tend to come down the same way. They reflexively oppose politically correct campaigns to track down and destroy anything giving offense. They fear where the slippery slope of a campaign of woke iconoclasm will lead. First it's Jefferson Davis, then Thomas Jefferson, finally George Washington. They value tradition, and Confederate statues have been part of the landscape of American cities for decades now. And they worry we are trashing part of our history. This impulse, though, is a mistake. It shouldn't be too difficult for you to remember that. Lori published it 4 days ago. Not 4 years ago. Not 4 months ago. Not 4 weeks ago. He wrote that 4 days ago, on June 17. Let me summarize the piece for you. Hey, I'm not one of those crazy Trumptard conspiracy theorists. I'm not a Trumptard racist who wants Confederate monuments to stand. I'm not one of them. I swear. And I also swear they're all stupid Trumptards, just like their Orange God. Who started this conspiracy theory that Washington and Jefferson would be next. Remember that? Ha 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 ha, what a Trumptard. Could these never-Trump elites be any more clueless? Actually, they're not clueless. They knew Trump was correct in 2017. But they also know what they are required to say if they want to keep the grift alive. Here's a list, which is no way complete, of the non-Confederate statues and monuments the woke Taliban have toppled, desecrated, and defaced over the past few weeks. Abraham Lincoln, Christopher Columbus, Ulysses S. Grant, Thomas Jefferson, Stephen Foster, St. Junipero Serra, Francis Scott Key, Winston Churchill, a World War II memorial, and the Lincoln Memorial. Add to that statues of a Texas Ranger, a famous abolitionist, another abolitionist, and a Black Civil War memorial. Almost exactly 3 years ago, Trump warned us that if we remain silent as the woke Taliban targeted Confederate statues, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson would be next. Of course, he was right. Everyone knew he was right. But the never-Trump cucks howled with laughter, the media declared him an alarmist and conspiracy theorist, and Hollywood heaped on the ridicule. Here's a flashback. NBC News. Is the president right about the impending threat to the founders? Historians who spoke to NBC News said such fears are slightly misplaced and that Trump is championing a murky interpretation of history. The president can raise the slippery slope, but it's a false slippery slope, said Kevin Levin, a Boston-based historian who specializes in American Civil War history. Washington Post. Historians, no, Mr. President, Washington and Jefferson are not the same as Confederate generals. President Trump on Tuesday equated the statues of Confederate generals with the monuments of two past presidents, suggesting that if the former were removed, then the latter might also be at risk. HBO's John Oliver, NSFW. Jamel Bouie at Slate. So Trump's comparison there is dumb. It doesn't really even make any sense. And the notion that there's some slippery slope is dumb. New York Times. Annette Gordon-Reed, a professor of history and law at Harvard who is credited with breaking down the wall of resistance among historians to the idea that Jefferson had a sexual relationship with Sally Hemings, said that the answer to Mr. Trump's hypothetical question about whether getting rid of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson also meant junking Washington and Jefferson was a simple no. There is a crucial difference between leaders like Washington and Jefferson, imperfect men who helped create the United States, Ms. Gordon-Reed said, and Confederate generals like Jackson and Lee, whose main historical significance is that they took up arms against it. The comparison, she added, also misapprehends the moral problem with the Confederacy. The Welfare Queens at NPR did a fact-check mocking Trump. And on and on and on. And now comes the most important and crucial point. It's not just the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter toppling statues of Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson, and Grant. This is happening almost exclusively in Democrat-run cities and at left-wing universities, and nothing's being done about it. And the reason nothing is being done is because these institutions and Democrat politicians approve of and encourage this criminality, as do the establishment media. That's how far gone the left is. I think we can all agree that removing statues legally is just fine. Whether we agree or not with the specific removal, a city, county, or state has the right to choose who they wish to honor or not honor, and if the law is utilized for this purpose, so be it. But while the left arrests Christians for going to church, and the media applaud Christians arrested for going to church, anarchists are applauded and encouraged to commit the very worst kind of vandalism and lawlessness as law enforcement is told by the Democrats who run their police departments to stand down and look the other way. What's more, Trump was so ridiculously correct with his 2017 prediction. It's not just the vandals proving him correct, it's the New York City Council and university student petitions proving him correct, along with CNN. American history is not all glorious. George Washington was a slave owner. We need to call slave owners out for what they are. Whether we think they were protecting American freedom or not, he wasn't protecting my freedoms, my ancestors weren't deemed human beings to him. To me, I don't care if it's a George Washington statue or Thomas Jefferson, they all need to come down. Of course the Founding Fathers are next. The woke Taliban have predicated their demands based on racism. And if you take a good look around, that means nothing is safe. We're all racists. Hell, Martin Luther King is racist because he called for a colorblind society. But now the woke Taliban have outlawed colorblindness as racist. The Christian church is doomed, for it is a den of homophobia. Until we elect politicians with the moral courage to put a stop to this criminality, it's never going to stop because the goal is year zero. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.